is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot going on. And yesterday, President-elect Donald Trump spoke for about an hour on a number of subjects. And one of those was about the drones that everybody's been talking about, mainly over New Jersey and New York. And he told the press gathered there.
People have a big
the government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went.
Donald Trump, and joining us from CBS military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you.
Let's start there. Military would know what these drones are. What's the speculation in your circle?
Well, the speculation I would have is they certainly have the capabilities to monitor these things if they were focusing, but the military primarily focuses its attention outside the United States as opposed to inside the United States. So Mr. Trump certainly is receiving a classified briefing every day. Frankly, I think it was a bit reckless by him to say that, because all he is doing in many ways is contributing to the paranoia by a lot of Americans as this unfolds, number one, and the conspiracy theories that are obviously going to follow that. And number three, once again, undermining people's faith in institutions. The government so far has said that they're uncertain how this is all occurring, HLS, FBI, DOD, et cetera. So there should be every effort for them to reveal it once they know what's going on, that's for sure. But I just think, you know, trying to contribute to conspiracy theories, paranoia, people's concern at the moment may not be the best path.
And that said, Donald Trump also spoke about trying to find a resolution with Ukraine and Russia. And as you know, there's a major development in Russia with a bomb that exploded.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A bomb went off in a downtown area in Moscow, killing a lieutenant general by the name of Igor Kirillov. Kirillov was the chief of the Russian Nuclear Chemical Biological Protection Troops. Well, that sounds very defensive. He was also responsible, I'm sure, for the employment of chemical weapons, in particular in offensive operations. And he had just been indicted yesterday in absentia by Ukrainian prosecutors for employing chemical weapons in Ukraine, most notably what we would call riot control agents, CSCN gas, against Ukrainian troops on the front line. And then this morning, or in the aftermath, a scooter with about 300 grams of explosives was detonated outside his apartment as he walked out with an aide, killing the general on the spot.
Colonel McCausland, Paul Rasmussen here. I understand a Ukrainian source is saying that their Secret Service is behind this assassination.
Formally, Ukraine as a government has not taken responsibility for this assassination, but Paul, you're quite right. Privately, the SBU and Ukrainian intelligence services have acknowledged that they, in fact, did this. This is not the first assassination that has been laid at the doorstep of Ukrainian intelligence. There was the assassination of the commander of Russian naval brigade down in Crimea was assassinated. There was a very well-known Russian mill blogger killed about a year ago. So there have been these type of assassinations conducted, most likely by the Ukrainians. It seems to me holding senior people responsible is part of their goal, number one. Number two, trying to bring the war more and more to the Russian people, because the average Russian walking down the street in Moscow these days, the war in Ukraine is at a great distance. It's remote. It doesn't affect me. Boom, all of a sudden, explosion occurs down the street from your apartment, and this particular war now has come a bit to Moscow's doorstep.
We're with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. That said, what relationship will Donald Trump have with Vladimir Putin, and do you think he'll be able to unwind this war in Ukraine?
Well, he has boasted for, you know, the better part of the campaign he could end the war in one day. I think, and others are somewhat skeptical about that. The only way you can end the war in one day is for one side or the other to surrender. I doubt the Russians are going to, so that would mean forcing the Ukrainians to surrender. He has also said frequently that he has a good relationship with Vladimir Putin and as a consequence can deal with him. There have been various proposals put out by members of his staff, most notably a guy named Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired general officer, who has been named Mr. Trump's primary envoy for Ukrainian negotiations. And Kellogg had written some things several months ago in essence, exchanging a territory on the Ukrainian side for some type of a ceasefire and peace settlement. So we might just freeze the lines right where they're at. Russians have kind of rejected that, saying beyond that, they need, you know, the removal of the current Ukrainian government. They need formal limitations on the size Ukrainian forces could have in the aftermath. They need a formal denunciation by Ukraine and NATO that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO. And they've even, Putin at times has said that Ukraine must adopt the Russian language, a whole bunch of Russian history, Russian cultural icons as part and parcel of that settlement. So at least publicly, the two sides seem far apart. Can Mr. Trump get him to the table? Remains to be seen after January 20th.
You know, Colonel, it seems to me that there is some leverage here for the negotiators on the behalf of the United Nations and the U.S. in that both of these countries have been through a slog, and surely they want to end the fighting.
Well, I think so. I mean, on the Russian side, United Kingdom intelligence services have publicly said they believe the Russians have suffered 700,000 casualties. That's dead, wounded, missing, captured, disappeared. Probably 100,000 of those are, in fact, dead. They're now having to employ North Koreans on the battlefield for Russia because they're short manpower. There were also seeing indications of the strain on the Russian economy. Russian interest rates right now, 21%. Inflation rates about 9%. Shortages of labor as people are moving to defense industries, moving away from civil industries. But that being said, it does appear to me, at least, Mr. Putin continues to be determined. This is an existential event for him that he has to prove some kind of success. On the Ukrainian side, certainly Mr. Trump could cut off all military aid to Ukraine. That's certainly one thing he can do. And the Biden administration in the last couple of weeks has done three tranches of additional military aid to the tune of about $1.5 to $2 billion worth of aid, trying to get that to the Ukrainians prior to January 20th. It seems to me, frankly, unlikely the Europeans can fill that type of shortfall in terms of additional aid. So the Ukrainians could be pretty short if, in fact, that comes to fruition, and certain indications that the Ukrainians are willing to negotiate. But that may also, frankly, be posturing in that, you know, trying to demonstrate to the international community, we, Ukraine, are willing to negotiate. It's the Russians who are not willing to negotiate, in hopes that perhaps if the Russians do turn down a negotiation, then Mr. Trump will not end military aid.
Well, and we didn't even have a chance to talk about Assad's ouster in Syria and the Middle East. A lot on the plate for foreign policy for President-elect Donald Trump in this country. Colonel, always appreciate your time and input, and Merry Christmas and better New Year.
Larry, always a pleasure to be with you, and have a happy holiday.
Outstanding. Colonel Jeff McCausland, who's been military analyst for CBS for 20-plus years.
His knowledge of these topics, Larry, is encyclopedic.
It is. He's been all over the world. He's served our country in so many different capacities. And, yeah, he's maybe one of the best in the country to kind of sort it out for the rest of us.